Oblivious to all this, Dean and Sharona were on a lower level of the redoubt. The woman had awakened her son early, and after making him breakfast, a rare treat for Dean, who usually had to fend for himself with the other companions, she had asked him to show her around the redoubt. She listened carefully while he told her all he knew about them.
It's hard to believe that there are so many of these old pre-dark places across the land, and that despite that, so few have found them.
Yeah, but most of them are so well hidden or disguised that you have to know they're there. The only reason we're using them is that Doc, Dad, and JB found one. And unlike most people who ever found them, they don't just loot them. They're interested in working out how to use the Mattrans.
The what?
That's the really great part. The Mattrans is how we travel. It's an old comp system that kind of breaks you up into little bits, then shoots you across Deathlands to another chamber where you get put back together again. Of course, it's a bit more complex than that.
Those white coats before the nuke cost sure were sick bastards.
I don't know. It's not so bad.
Well, I guess it depends how you use it. I mean, if you can use it to go where you want.
I didn't exactly say that.
What then?
The thing is, it's kind of random. We know how to trigger it, but there aren't any manuals or instructions for how to get past the set codes in the comps to program a destination. And they have this random setting where every time you trigger the chamber, it'll send you a different place. If I could work out the sec failsafe, then we'd really be able to use it for wherever we want. But now it's kind of wherever it sends us.
So you don't actually know where you're going?
No.
And could someone follow you if they were chasing you?
No, but why would you want to?
Well, maybe you need to do a little more work on this old tech. Maybe your dad doesn't really give you that time.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like he's always keen to move on all the time. Maybe it wouldn't hurt just to stand still for a while. That's what I'd like, a chance to stay and just get to know you again.
But you'll get to know me the longer you stay with us.
I really don't know if I can travel with you.
But you said that...
I know what I said. But the truth of the matter is, Dean, is that I just can't see me getting on with your father or with Christy. They're suspicious of me, and maybe they're right to be. After all, they've been looking after you for one hell of a time, and where have I been?
But that wasn't your fault.
Doesn't matter. It's not a question of fault. It's just a fact that they've been there and I haven't. Which means that I resent them for that, even though it's not something they did on purpose, and they resent me for suddenly appearing, even though I didn't plan it this way. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I guess so. I just figured everyone would be as pleased as I was.
Never mind. Sometimes things just don't go as you plan them. You should know that by now.
Guess so. So, what do you want to see next?
I don't know. You decide.
Dean took Sharona by the hand and led her out of the Mattrans control room, not noticing the way she looked back over her shoulder with a thoughtful expression.
It doesn't matter what you say, we have to move sooner or later. Damn it, haven't you listened to a thing anyone has said?
Yeah, I've listened, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, if you ask me. For someone who's a leader, you don't have much in the way of ideas, do you?
The companions and Sharona were gathered in one of the old briefing rooms. By JB and Ryan's crons, as well as those in the redoubt, it was mid-afternoon. But in the disorienting environment of the redoubt, where light was controlled by the flick of a switch, it could have been any time. Once again, Ryan's decisions were being questioned by Sharona. The redoubt had been thoroughly investigated, and although the air conditioning and electrical plant were in good order and would keep going indefinitely, there was little doubt that the supplies were limited. Food and self-heats were in sufficient quantity to sustain the companions for a couple of weeks and then leave nothing to carry away with them, or they could be used as traveling supplies if the companions began their journey immediately. The med bay had been stripped of anything useful by Mildred and deposited in a satchel she had found, and JB had used the armory to replenish their supplies of ammo, plasex, and grens. Beyond that, there was nothing left in the redoubt that was of much use. Old vid machines could have taught them something about the redoubt base and the surrounding area, if not for the fact that all the tapes remaining were set camera recordings, showing nothing but an empty base. So it wasn't just the pressing matter of the supplies that prompted Ryan to suggest a move from the redoubt. Boredom was also a factor. And, if he was truly honest with himself, he didn't feel comfortable about how much Dean was sticking to Sharona. It felt as if he were losing his son again. At least, if they were on the move, they would be operating as a unit. But when he had called them together and suggested the move, Sharona had been immediately divisive. Of course there was no plan beyond making a jump. How could there be? Everyone knew that you couldn't plan for what you didn't know, simply from experience. But Sharona didn't buy that. The thing Ryan couldn't discern was whether she was doing it to be deliberately destructive or whether she just didn't understand. He looked around at the others, hoping someone else would take up his argument so that it wouldn't seem to be a mother-father squabble to Dean. But maybe that was the point.
I think it's really unfair of you to say that, Sharona. There can never be an advance plan when making a Mat-Trans jump. And the proof of a leader is in the ability to marshal forces and think on your feet when problems arise. And I guess the proof of Ryan's ability to do that is that we're all still here, aren't we?
You got that right, Millie.
But why do we have to put ourselves in that situation? Why didn't we just go along with the Palatins?
Because we have to follow our star, somewhere over the rainbow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Until we find our dream, that is.
Crazy words, but right. Look for something never found with Pilatins.
Oh, but there must be a better way of doing it than risking our lives every time you use that damn machine.
How? How else can we cover such distances with such speed?
Well, who says you have to cover the distances at all? Especially when you don't know where you're going. And it's not just your lives you're risking, it's my son's too!
Sharona stormed out of the room. Dean shot an accusatory glance at the rest of them as he followed his mother.
Well, that went well. You know, I really don't think she wants to get along with us.
I figure it's more definite than that, and we should keep an eye on the bitch.
Dean, wake up! Quickly!
What?
Blearily, he looked up and saw his mother standing over him, looking scared.
What's the matter?
I think we've got a problem. I don't think you're the only ones who've managed to work out how to use the Mat-Trans. I was down there and I heard it in operation.
Hot pipe. I know we've come across others who can, but what were you doing down there?
I couldn't sleep. I was just wandering. I think I went down there because I could feel there was something wrong. I don't know.
Thoughts raced through Dean's mind. Maybe she did go down there because she could feel something. And there were others, as they well knew, who could use the Mat-Trans. So if that had happened, then he'd better get the others. Dean struggled out of bed, flung on his clothes, and checked his Browning high power.
Come on, hurry up!
Better wake up the others.
By the time we've roused them all, it could be too late. Besides, I'm sure we don't need them. We've got the element of surprise.
That might be true, he guessed. His experience told him otherwise, but he just couldn't disobey his mother. And it would give him a chance to prove himself to her. Dean followed Sharona to the elevator, waiting beside her in silence until it reached the level of the Mat-Trans chamber. He could think of nothing to say, still groggy from sleep. They came out of the elevator and made their way to the comp room swiftly, using the buttresses on the corridor walls for cover. Dean could hear nothing that would indicate any intruders, but he just figured that whoever they were, they hadn't left the anteroom yet. If they were anything like the companions, they would be taking this slowly. That would mean time for Sharona and himself to prepare a defense. They reached the door to the comp room, which was open. Sharona made to move forward, but was stayed by a gesture from Dean.
I'll check. Cover me.
Heart thumping as the adrenaline kicked into his system, Dean moved across to the doorway and risked a look inside the room. It was quiet and seemingly empty, but he could see through to the anteroom and noted the door of the chamber was ajar. It was possible that the intruders were still in the chamber itself. He backed away so that he could speak to Sharona. He took command and was glad to do so. It was a way of showing his mother how much he had grown.
There's no one visible in the comp room or anteroom. They must still be in the chamber. We'll move in, me first, and use the comp consoles for cover. Make our way around so that we flank the chamber. Then you cover me while I take it.
You sure about this?
Dean could see conflicting emotions in her eyes. She didn't want him to risk his life, but on the other hand, she was proud of the young man he had become.
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's do it.
Dean entered the room first, using a comp terminal to shield himself while his mother covered him from the door. Then she entered, covered by the Browning high power. They made their way toward the chamber and its open door. Now flanking the chamber, Dean looked across at his mother and nodded curtly before the last move. While she covered him, he kicked the door fully open so that the backswing would immobilize anyone behind the door, and entered the chamber, finger poised on the trigger. The chamber was empty. Sharona quickly entered beside him.
There's no one. What are you?
I'm sorry, baby. It's the only way I can do this. Forgive me. It'll be for the best. You'll see.
Dean didn't have time to fully assimilate what was happening before the rapidly accelerating Mat-Trans process kicked in. His last thought, as he began to black out, was that there had to have been another way.
Ryan!
Christy jolted awake. The one-eyed man sat bolt upright and looked at her.
What?
It's Dean, and it's something bad. I don't know what,
Nothing would surprise me about Sharona. I'm going to check on them.
Christy was dressed by the time he returned, and his expression did little to allay her sense of dread.
They're not in the room. I'll wake the others.
Ryan roused the rest of the companions, and in varying states of wakefulness, they turned out from their dorms. He explained briefly as Christy emerged into the corridor and was about to split them into pairs for a search, but his gut instinct stopped him.
Never mind. I think I know where they went.
Ryan didn't want to admit it to himself as the companions hurried to the gateway. When they arrived, the Mat-Trans chamber was still glowing slightly.
Dark night. Why would she do that? And why would Dean go with her?
She might have tricked him.
Or perhaps the boy had made a decision to go with his mother.
Not without telling us.
Right, Jack. Whatever Dean had decided, if it was entirely his choice, he would have talked to us about it. It just doesn't feel right. Not this way.
This has been a nightmare since we arrived in this place. Like we've been living out a plot hatched in the mind of a madman, where all our motivations are suspect, and nothing makes sense. If only I could awaken and find this was all a dream.
Whatever happened, Dean must have told her about the last destination button and the time restriction. The bitch knows we can't follow her. I've lost my boy.